Earlier this year, the Pam Iorio administration indicated the city of Tampa was interested in making some of its reclaimed water available to a private company that would then sell it to other local governments and businesses like Tampa Electric. But shortly after that news was made public, Iorio pulled back, saying she wants to keep most of that water in Tampa. Today, the issue was revived at the city council meeting. City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she wanted to know what the city's plans actually were with the valuable resource.
Obviously, a 20-year plan for the city of Tampa reclaimed water is going to be dependent on it and relate to whatever plans you're making to sell the reclaimed water outside of the city. So I would like to hear what...
Councilman Charlie Miranda said that months ago, the Iorio administration began a study to determine what's the best use of the reclaimed water and the best way to distribute it. He says that study has yet to be completed.
After all those calculations are done, then we know what water we have available for sale. I really am an emphasis of this. I believe that reclaimed water is essential to the continuation of less use of potable water. As you all well know, approximately 45% of all water is used for outside use of the home. If that's the case and those numbers are true, then I think we can start operating and lower our consumptive daily use by 109 gallons per person, so something much less than that.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern then inquired if the city of Tampa was doing anything regarding putting wastewater into the Florida aquifer. The city of Tampa's administrator of public works, Steve Dagnalt, said it was not. He said that the Southwest Florida Water Management District, also known as SWIFT MUD, is working on an engineering analysis of that proposal.
The district is doing a analysis. They are evaluating an engineering evaluation of whether or not they could put reclaimed into the aquifer and what that would mean and whether it could be permitted. I mean, they're exploring that. That is not the city's initiative. It's not part of our plan. It's not part of our master plan.
Councilwoman Linda Salcena said she recently learned that the concept of reclaimed water being put back into the aquifer is a SWIFT MUD plan and not the city's. But she had praise for Public Works Administrator Dagnalt.
I want to compliment you and the direction of the administration of developing a plan to use all our reclaimed within our community for our own use so that we can lower our use of potable water. And I think that that's the direction we should be moving in. I'm sorry that we didn't do this 2 years ago, but I'm glad we're doing it now. And I hope that our legislative delegation and our lobbyist in Tallahassee communicates very clearly, as the people in Tallahassee are looking aggressively at our water, that it is not, it is ours and we want to use it for our own uses, and that they should get their minds around the fact that we don't want to share this water.
Councilman Charlie Miranda said that reclaimed water is a valuable asset that many other local governments in the region don't have.
Although waters belong to the state, I'm not a lawyer, but reclaimed water is nowhere mentioned that I know of as waters of the state. So we have to be very diligently, not only in the city, but to make sure that our legislature delegation understands that we're really to work within a system, but we're not going to be held up by no one.